Hello, I'm Cynthia Canty, and welcome to our special look at State of Opportunity. This project began in 2012. Since then, the State of Opportunity team has brought us hundreds of stories exploring the barriers to success that low-income kids and families in Michigan face every day. As this project wraps up, we're going to spend this hour looking at three major areas for State of Opportunity stories: infant mortality, early childhood education, and what happens when young people age out of foster care. Dustin Dwyer is our State of Opportunity reporter who has covered Grand Rapids and the west side of Michigan. And Jennifer Guerra is based on the east side of the state. Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to talk.
Take us back 5 years to when State of Opportunity launched. Dustin, what was the vision?
Well, when I first got involved in State of Opportunity, it was really just an idea. I had actually taken some time off from Michigan radio, and I was being a stay-at-home dad. And this idea came, I think, from folks at the Kellogg Foundation. Our station manager at the time, Tamar Charney, reached out and said, well, if we have this possibility for a project to focus on kids, and specifically kids from low-income families, what might it look like? What might we want to do? So I started looking into that and came up with this idea that we proposed to have a project where we would do a story every week that was sounded a lot like the normal public radio stories you might hear, that it keeps up with some news events. It's about, you know, usually about 4 minutes long, and we'd have those sort of weekly stories. But we'd also have a chance to have these longer stories, these long narratives where we'd get to know people, sort of understand them, their community, their environment. And so the idea was to really bring those two ideas together to see what we could learn as journalists by having that approach.
And Jen, what was your mission statement, if you will?
Well, I think Dustin summed it up perfectly. I think the vision we had going in was like, you know, we're not going to press conferences. We're not going to be talking only to legislators in Lansing. It was all about being in the homes, being with the families, being in the classroom, and really seeing how life unfolds for people.
So let's talk about what has evolved and what might be different for low-income children and families today from when the project began, in terms of first with infant mortality.
Good news to report there is the infant mortality rate in Michigan has gone down, which is excellent. I mean, it's still higher than it should be, but it is going down. So that is a good thing that has happened over the last 5 years.
And Dustin, what about access to state and federal programs that help poor and at-risk children? How have we done over the 5 years?
Well, first of all, the state of Michigan, one thing that's different now today than when we started is access to preschool, specifically for four-year-olds. The state has put a lot more money into making preschool available for four-year-olds. Right now, that money is targeted at four-year-olds from low-income families. I think there's talk of even expanding that. That's where I see the biggest change, I would say. You know, some things have changed, but they're not a measurable improvement or certain things. I mean, when it comes to K through 12 schools, when we started the project, we had the MEEP, and I did a whole documentary about kids getting ready to take the MEEP, their standardized test. Now the state standardized test for K through 12 schools is totally different, but I think it's a little too soon to say for sure what's changed because of that or whether it's better. A lot has certainly changed in the 5 years, that we can say that.
And Jim, what about the prospects for young people as they age out of foster care?
Well, foster care, I would say sort of as we were reporting, like starting around 2012-ish when we started, foster care system for aging out was improving. So Michigan is actually one of the leading states in terms of helping kids age out. They can stay in the system longer, which is good. And now it's not quite a full ride for kids from aging out of foster care, but their tuition is pretty much the whole thing is covered if they decide to go to college. So that is one of the better things about living in Michigan and being in the foster care system. They do have some coverage here.
I guess just if we want to talk overall, what needs to change in what the state's doing to improve life and outcomes for low-income families and children?
The thing that I noticed over and over was just the lack of resources in schools for kids living in poverty. The effects of poverty are they're huge. And we do expect to put that on the backs of teachers. And I don't think that's fair. And it doesn't seem to be working. So we need schools to have more resources, more counselors, more social workers, more nurses, more, you know, everything to help deal with the effects of poverty. And that will improve their educational outcomes. So that's something I think needs improvement.
What do you think, Dustin?
you know, just to jump off of what Jen said, I think she and I both had different experiences looking at schools because we both went into a lot of school districts, but a lot of my time was spent in Grand Rapids public schools and a lot of Jen's time was spent in Detroit public schools. And the problems facing both of those districts are very different. I would say in the schools that I spent a lot of time in, particularly Congress Elementary, resources weren't the problem. There were plenty of resources. There were lots of people around, volunteers who helped with tutoring. There was, you know, the community does shoe drives and gets coats for kids and supplies for kids at the beginning of the year. There were plenty of resources. The big takeaway, I think, overall for me from the project was not a question of what resources do kids need, but just like understanding that the positive, real great qualities that a lot of these kids have. I think it's one of the problems in Grand Rapids and maybe in some districts that people see kids from an urban background or from a low-income background, and they do want to donate or they want to, you know, chip in to give them things rather than just looking at the kids and saying, wow, this is a talented person. I've come to believe that, you know, when looking at low-income kids and families, this is the most undeveloped talent pool in the state of Michigan. Just imagine if we actually saw these kids and saw their talents and really gave them opportunities, just really connections and just to see what they can do and give them the opportunity to prove it in a different setting. It's not a policy issue, but I think it's something that could make a big change.
Dustin Dwyer, Jennifer Guerra, our State of Opportunity team. We want to congratulate you both on 5 years of hard work and reporting on State of Opportunity. And thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.